You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow, which tonight is populated by Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. There's something going on. I get the sense, Nick, that something is going on behind the scenes, whether it be the manipulation of the oil price and the central bank's decisions that obviously will affect everybody's life because it's the price of money. But I got the feeling that the price of money is going to have some effect on the markets because the markets are doing absolutely nothing at the moment. They're flat on fairly decent volume. And I'm talking about the US markets. So I sense that something is going to happen, either a big percentage move to the upside or to the downside. What is the line of least resistance from your point of view?
Lindsay, good evening. I couldn't agree with you more. There certainly feels like it's like, you know, these modern trading rooms have these floorboards, and you lift the floorboards up, and there's all this fiber optic cabling and all these different fancy colors running around, running these sort of Masters of the Universe trading rooms.
Oh, yeah.
It almost gets the feeling that you lift the floorboard up, and something's not quite right with the wiring underneath. And as you said, on the face of it, you know, we've got the Dow Jones down 0.25%, you know, 60 points. I mean, it's not even a number. And the S&P is pretty much the same. And even oil today hardly budging. But yet, on the peripherals, there's something going on. We've got the Fed tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had a chance to glance over or any of your listeners have heard, but there's been quite a bit of focus on the repo rate the last couple of days, which is what banks lend money out overnight to fund their businesses. And a repo rate is normally quite close to the overnight rate. So it's normally you normally price it at 2.25%, 2.28% as it goes out every night to fund their businesses. Last night, it went out to 7%. Okay, unexplained, no one knows why, Fed's in a panic. Why would the repo rate go three times more expensive on the night? No one knows. So it's like a real dollar liquidity crunch. So the Fed had to come last night and inject money. It was a sad story. Unless you're involved in the financial markets, you wouldn't even have known about it. But there we are last night, the Fed pumping money, something like $68 billion, into the overnight rate to provide liquidity so these banks could park their cash. Now, that's not normal. It hasn't happened, to put it in perspective, since 2008 financial crisis. So, yes, exactly what you're saying now. You look at our screens, you probably read your business day in the morning, it all looks okay. But under the surface, you lift those floorboards up, I couldn't agree with you more. Something is moving and something's about to crack.
Something's going on, yeah. Here we are, September. The holidays are over. We're coming to the end of the third quarter of 2019 and something is amiss. Something is afoot. I can just sense it. And I don't know if it's to the upside or the downside, but I do know.
No one knows. But
I would be long of the VIX. Now. That's the only thing I would do. Let's get long of the VIX, Nick Kunze. Where is it now?
I couldn't agree with you more. So we've got the VIX, the volatility index, which we all like looking at. It's trading currently at 15%. Now, historically, the VIX trades anywhere between 20 and 25%. So it's pretty much 40, 50% undervalued. Now, this is a VIX pricing in complete complacency currently as we stand, ahead of probably one of the most important Fed meetings tonight. Mm. In a month, tomorrow we've got closeout on the JSC with a futures closeout. And of course, overseas, we've got what they call quadruple witching. It's a nice fancy name the traders use, which creates extreme volatility as well. And ahead of that, and September, as you mentioned, 3 months into the year, September, not October, as most people think, is traditionally a very crappy month for the markets. On average, September is your worst return. So, yes, you've got an opportunity to buy some form of risk right now cheaply, but yet the market's sort of snoozing. It's not even budging.
Okay, I'm going along of the VIX and on the downside. No, wait a second. What do I do here? Because if the market goes down, the VIX goes up.
But yes,
to a greater extent, yeah. So what I'm going to do then is maybe go long of the Dow and long of the VIX at the same time. I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, I know something's going to happen tonight. What time is the meeting and what time is the announcement? Is it 8:15 or 9:15 South African time?
It's actually at 8 o'clock our time.
There we go.
And then I believe there is a press conference as we're speaking, I think this morning on it. It was actually what we call a live conference. So there will be a press conference at the same time. But it is due at 8 o'clock Fed funds target rate. Market pricing in a cut of 0.25%. That takes us from to the range of between 1.75% and 2%. Of course, it's currently sitting at 2%. So 0.25% factored in, markets are already pricing, and I think it's like a 90% possibility. So that's given. I guess the question is now, what else do they throw on top? You know, are they going to be hawkish? Are they going to be dovish? In light of the squeeze on liquidity last night on the repo rate, etc., are the Fed going to mention it? So I think there's quite a few moving parts to tonight, Lindsay. Then it could be some fun and games. Yeah,
looking forward to it, as well as the UEFA Champions League, of course. And I'll come up to those fixtures later on. Dollar rand is 14.64. British pound against the rand is 18.27, and the euro rand is 16.19, with the euro dollar 110.60 nervously trading away. Was 109.90 2 days ago. The gold price is 1508, which maybe tells us something about what the traders think about the Fed decision later on. 1508 is a $7 move to the upside. The platinum price is down 6.75 to 9.35, and the palladium price is down 11 to 16.03, with the Brent crude oil price more or less stable. It's up 22 cents per barrel to 64.56, and it was $70 per barrel just 36 hours ago. And give us the update on the Dow Jones and S&P, etc., your live prices, please, Nick Kunzer.
So S&P currently sitting exactly at that 3,000 mark, which might imply that there's a little bit of a holding pattern before expiration tomorrow. But that is down 7 points. Let's call it 0.25%. Dow Jones currently almost exactly the same, down 0.24%, 62 points. So those two indexes trading on the weaker side ahead of the Fed.
Okay, let's have a look at the most viewed shares. According to sharenet.co.za today on the JSE Securities Exchange, Steinhoff, Sabanier, Sasol, and EOH. EOH, an interesting one. EOH, 12 rand 60 down 0.8%, 11% of the views on sharenet.co.za. EOH, this must be one that you watch.
Yeah, it is. It is. They've had a torrid time, haven't they? I mean, they've gone from, they came out yesterday with an earnings update or trading update where the earnings were quite a big miss, and in fact they came out with negative profits, and it wasn't so long ago they were posting a profit. But we've had Mr. Stephen Collier has come in and tried to tidy up that place. But I mean, this was a EOH was a market darling not so long ago. I think it was the front page of the Financial Mail a few years ago, which might be your kiss of death. But it's now down, I think if memory serves me correctly, if I could do the numbers right, about 85-86% from its highs. So another one of these JSC sort of landmines that used to be a very well followed stock, and that they're going to battle to get it right. But I think they're getting the ship right. But for now, as with most new CEOs coming, you throw the kitchen sink at it, come out with everything, and next rebuild. But they got a lot of work to do.
Okay, what I normally do with Greg Davies, who's taking a break until October the 3rd, incidentally, what I normally do is throw a couple of curveballs at him, and these curveballs take the form of companies that you wouldn't normally be looking at as a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. So here we go. Cognition Holdings Limited. They came out with their results at 5 o'clock this evening. Cognition Holdings Limited. Have you ever heard of them, first of all?
I have heard of it, and I must tell you, I didn't even see them cross the wires.
Okay, but you've heard of it. You don't know what it does,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely, yeah. No, haven't a clue.
Okay, they came out their results, and the price, the prevailing price is 57 cents, and it was unchanged.
So it's a penny share.
Yeah, oh exactly. Goodness, yeah. And the other one, Borba Resources Limited, also came out with results at 16.55 today. BAUBA Resources Limited.
I did actually see that. Is it platinum, or it's in the sort of precious metal sector?
That's your game, not my game. I'm the broadcaster, you're the expert. 49 cents. Yeah. Anything? Nothing there, eh?
Nothing there.
Okay. Marshall Monteagle cautionary announcement.
Goodness, where is
MMP Marshall Monteagle PLC cautionary came out at 16.45. Who are these people,
and what is the market cap of these things?
Well, this is what I'm asking you. It's got a huge share price, but anyway, MMP is the code. Please tell me more about it.
Let's have a look, and I'm going to cheat and have a look at my screen. I've never even heard of these things.
Thank you.
MMPs, let's have a look here.
Go on then.
MMP, what is it called? Marshall
Monteagle
PLC. There we go. Publicly listed company on the JSE. They are, dun dun dun, drum roll. We have They are an investment holding company. What do they hold? They hold material funding for producers, logistical, shipping finance, letters of credit, structured payments, and forward exchange contracts. Its metals and mineral services include trucking from mine wash plant to port of loading.
Right.
A range of services. Yeah, no, it's.
It sounds like a company that does stuff, which I like.
Market cap of 600 million rand and a PE of 4 and a dividend yield of 3. So I've got a solid little business underneath.
Okay, but you don't know about it, and you're at Sanlam Private Wealth. Give us the JSE closing indices, if you would, Nick Kunze.
All right, let's run into the bigger section of the market. We have the JSE all-share closing at Torridale on the office again after yesterday as well, down 674 points on the all-share, 1.19%. We have the JSE Top 40 Tradable. That is down 739 points and slightly more, 1.45% down. And looking at what the laggers were and what the gainers were on the indexes, the financials were a little bit better, down up 0.34% in the day. And the biggest laggers were actually technology and consumer cyclicals. I think the likes of Richemont dragging that whole sector down.
Okay. Later on this evening, we've got the US Federal Reserve making its interest rate decision. But at the same time, we're going to be looking at Olympiacos, the bubble and squeaks, against the Cockneys of Tottenham Hotspur. And that kicks off at around about 7 o'clock South African time. After that, we've got the really, really big one. That's PSG against Real Madrid, also in the UEFA Champions League. Atletico Madrid versus Juventus. And so it goes on. My quote of the day is again from the great Western actor Clint Eastwood, which is my theme for the next 2 weeks. And he says the following, and he said this in Time magazine on February the 20th, 2005. Extremism, and this is directed at you, Donald J. Trump. Extremism is so easy. You've got your position and that's it. It doesn't take much thought. And when you go far enough to the right, you meet the same idiots coming around from the left. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth, and he'll be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.